Hey, I'm Michael J. Glad you got us on. 94 WCKJ.
Up again this morning, and when you know it's pouring rain, I went and burned a pot of coffee, and like up I poured it down the drain, cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're the future that I leave in, and I'm the fact that I'm a fool. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. I'm laying down without you in this king size empty bed. And I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of leaving bed. Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go.
KJ.
You pulled into that parking lot with an out-of-state tag. I fell in love before you unpacked your bag. One look, one smile, and what's your name? One, what you doing later? Wanna grab a drink? And it was hello summer, goodbye tomorrow. The skies in blue eyes are heavenly to start. And I'm not sure we'll be the hardest part. Hello summer, goodbye tomorrow.
Country, WKKJ. Now that is some sweet new country, isn't it? That's Goodbye Summer, Danielle Bradbury, Thomas Rhett. Oh, man.
It's a powerful song, man, from beginning to end. I love that song right now, man. I was trying to get in for
3 years.
Sergeant Davidson's on the line with you.
Yep.
Hello?
Yep, so you are under recording right now.
So are you, so I'm not worried.
Okay, well, I don't know where I'm from. I have to tell you that. Is that the law in Ohio that I would have to tell you that you're under recording?
No, so are you, so I'm not really worried about what's going on.
Well, basically what happened was, oh, geez, I haven't had my car for, you know, 7-8 months. You know, Allstate, you know, refused to pay the storage fee. Well, they partly paid it. They released my car, blah, blah, whatever. Best telling ended up keeping it. And, you know, I lost my car. I consider the whole situation completely illegal. So I ended up calling you guys up a whole bunch of times because, you know, you guys just kind of playing games. But it did seem like I was kind of getting somewhere sometime and someone was going to call up and figure out what happened. And they did call Best Telling up and they figured out X amount of information that had been perfect in a lawsuit, which probably would have been directed at Allstate this time. And, you know, I said, hey, can I get those two sentences you just said in email? No way, you know, this and that. And I never got them. Now, you know, of course, maybe both of us were speaking and maybe he said something, you know, that wasn't fully heard or, you know, to me. So that's why we're on recording right now, and I need to know how to get that information, and it would have been perfect if he gave me the information when I asked for it. And you guys have turned this whole entire thing to the point where, like, I am a criminal now. So, you know, not cool.
What are you even talking about?
Oh, well. Okay. So, let's start from the beginning. A couple 6-year-old girls clipped the end of my car. Last few inches of my bumper. Car spins out, tire gets knocked off, right? So my car gets, you know, towed. You know, I have Allstate, whatever, car gets towed. But at that point, Allstate, well, you want to figure out the whole thing. Let's talk about it. Allstate wants to take possession of my car.
It's a crash.
What?
Who investigated the crash? What agency?
Allstate. Some guy from Jackson came out.
No, not Allstate. Did our patrol investigate your crash? Did my office, who investigated the crash?
Oh, God, if you guys toss me back to them after this many months and all the crap and have an officer come by and shake me down and transfer me over to jail and all the games, the Highway Patrol was the one. Highway Patrol was the one.
Okay, then we have nothing to do with this.
You guys are joking. They told me it was your jurisdiction. So then why have you been dealing with this for X amount of months? Why do you guys even call Best Telling up? Give me the information. You guys already called Best Telling up told me the exact information I needed and refused to give it to me. You guys are just playing games. You guys are just playing games. And I'm finally on recording. So you're finally recording, oh, it's not us. And I'm going to call Highway Patrol up, and they're going to say, oh, no, it's the Ross Sheriff's. It's their jurisdiction, and you guys are playing games. You already acquired the information I needed, and I need that information. You already acquired it. You already told me. I said, can I get those two sentences? And because everybody's obviously a liar around here, covering for each other and excessively corrupt. You know, you guys are playing this game. When you literally said two sentences I needed, and you could have gave me those two sentences. And now you're going to say that those you're done, even though you already investigated, even though you already have the information. You're done? Because I want that information still.
Sir, if you don't stop talking and allow me to talk, I will end this conversation.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
Ramble on about absolute
Oh, no, I'm not rambling on. I'm speaking.
Okay, here is the long and short of it. You call our dispatch again and bother our dispatch. If you call us again, we will come and arrest you for misuse of telecommunications. End of story. Good night. Have a good day.
Yeah, I just recorded you saying that. Just remember that.